Welcome to your custom deep dive. So we've gathered all these sources you sent over, articles, notes, even images.
Yep, quite a stack.
And today our job is to, well, cut through it all and figure out the best ways to really boost those online sales for used car parts. Basically, how to make your digital listings work harder for you.
Exactly. We're pulling out the, you know, the core findings, the actual data, and the practical tips from all this material. What really clicks with buyers online?
And it's pretty fascinating, isn't it? How often it's the simple things like presentation, good photos, details about the part itself, things that seem small but have this huge, measurable impact.
Mm-hmm. It all comes back to dealing with that risk, doesn't it? Buyers feel uncertain when they can't physically see or touch the part.
Totally. How do you get someone comfortable enough to hit buy on a used item just from a screen? That's the challenge.
And luckily, these sources, they offer some pretty clear answers on that.
Okay, let's dive right in then. The first big thing that just jumps out is, well, presentation. Sounds obvious, maybe.
It does, but online, it's everything. Customers really do buy with their eyes first. The sources are very clear on how much this counts.
Yeah, it's foundational, like you said.
Absolutely. And specifically, the sources talk a lot about good photos, not just, you know, snapping a quick picture.
Right. What makes a photo good, according to them?
Well, they recommend using a clean white background, simple but effective, and having at least 5 photos, maybe more, for each part, show different angles.
Okay, white background, 5+ photos. And they make an interesting point about cost, don't they?
They do. Getting those good photos right the first time with that clean background, it's often cheaper than trying to edit bad photos later with software.
Makes sense, especially if you're listing a lot of parts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the payoff. The sources suggest good photos can lead to something like an 8 to 10% increase in sales, plus better visibility online.
Wow. 8, 10% just from better pictures. That's significant for a relatively low-cost action.
Definitely. It gets you seen, makes that first impression count.
So it's not just the setup, but the part itself in the photo. Cleaning came up a lot, too.
Oh, absolutely. Another one of those low-effort, high-impact things. Properly cleaned parts, they can sell for 10, even 20% higher prices.
10 to 20% higher.
Yeah.
And the cost of cleaning isn't huge?
Apparently not. The estimate in the notes was something like under 10 Polish zloty per part, right? Mm-hmm. When you compare that labor cost to the potential return, or even the cost of heavy equipment like sandblasters.
Cleaning seems like a no-brainer. It just makes the part look more valuable.
Completely changes the perception, yeah.
Okay, so the part looks great, the photos are professional, but there's still that leap of faith for the buyer buying used online. The sources kind of ask, what would you want to know? How do you answer that?
Yeah, it boils down to giving them context, giving them proof. And one really effective strategy the sources highlight is sharing info about the donor car.
Ah, the car the part came from.
Exactly.
And this actually makes a difference.
A surprising amount, yeah. Just providing details about the original car make, model, year, maybe even its condition can lift saleability by 10 to 15%.
Why do you think that is? Is it just reassurance?
I think so. It adds legitimacy. It's not just some random part. It came from this specific car. It helps the buyer verify compatibility, gives them a bit more confidence.
And there was another benefit mentioned too, wasn't there? Something about multiple purchases.
Right. Customers who see the donor vehicle, well, they might think, hey, I also need the whatever from that same car.
And so if you make it easy to find other parts from that same donor,
you could get extra sales, bigger orders, simply by providing that context up front. One of the source titles literally talks about building trust through evidence. This is a clear example.
Okay, donor car info builds trust. What else really helps reduce that buyer's feeling of risk?
Guarantees, that's a big one, a major trust signal. And the data here is really compelling, especially when you're talking about more expensive parts.
How compelling? What kind of numbers are we looking at?
Well, for the big ticket items, think engines, electronics, complex equipment offering a guarantee, it boosted sales in those categories by over 30%.
30%, that's massive.
It really is. And even overall, it led to about a 10% increase in the average value of parts sold.
Mm-hmm.
People were willing to spend more on a pricier item if it had that guarantee.
Because the risk felt lower. Makes sense? But the sources said it doesn't work for everything.
Correct. It has much less impact on parts where the perceived risk is lower anyway. Things like body panels, maybe exhaust parts, glass. Guarantees don't move the needle as much there.
The buyer's main concern isn't the same for those items, I guess.
Exactly.
And there was that test, right, on French buyers in March 2025.
Yeah, that seemed to be where some of this specific data came from.
What about the length of the guarantee? Does it matter if it's 6 months or 24 months?
You know, the data seems to suggest that just having a guarantee is the main thing. The actual length, whether it's 6, 12, 24 months, that seems less important than simply offering some kind of guarantee, at least for those high-value categories.
Okay, so presence over duration, mostly. Got it. So great listing, trust signals in place. How do people find it? That's the next hurdle.
Right, getting found, descriptions, keywords, and just understanding how these online platforms actually work.
Because people aren't usually searching your specific site first, are they?
Almost never, according to the sources. They're starting on the big marketplaces, eBay, Allegro, Ovoco, or just using Google or another search engine.
Looking for the part, not the seller initially.
Precisely. And here's a key challenge. The buyer often doesn't know the exact name or the part number. They might search using symptoms or a vague description.
So your listing needs to meet them where they are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Your description, your keywords, and especially your categorization, it all has to be spot on. If you categorize a part incorrectly,
it's basically invisible. Lost sale.
You got it. And then there's how the platforms themselves work. The algorithms.
Oh, yes, the algorithms. What did the sources say about them?
It's a really crucial point. Platforms like eBay, Allegro, Ovoco, their algorithms tend to heavily favor sellers who are consistently adding new parts. Fresh listings get prioritized.
So it's not enough just to have inventory listed. It needs to be active, fresh.
Seems that way. The data was pretty stark, actually. Something like 70 to 80% of sales come from parts listed in the last 12 months.
70 to 80%. What about older listings?
Parts that have been sitting there for over 2 years, they account for only about 5% of sales, maybe less.
Wow. So you constantly need to be listing new stuff or maybe refreshing old listings somehow to stay visible.
That's the clear implication. It's fundamental to how these platforms seem to operate based on that data.
That is a powerful takeaway. Okay, final pieces of the puzzle. Shipping and returns. Getting the part there. Handling issues. Shipping costs are always a big deal.
Yep. And the Allegro example in the sources kind of said it all. The best shipping is free shipping. Customers love free shipping.
No surprise there. But free isn't always possible, right?
True. But there's still an opportunity. The data also showed nearly half of buyers are actually willing to pay extra for express shipping.
Ah, okay. So offer speed is a paid option.
Exactly. You capture those buyers who need it fast and are willing to pay for it.
What about returns? That seems like it could be a headache with used parts. Does offering returns actually help sales?
According to the eBay data in the sources, yes, absolutely. It's quite clear.
How clear?
Well, just introducing a basic 14-day return policy, even where the buyer pays for the return shipping, that resulted in a 5% sales bump.
Okay, 5% isn't bad.
But then switching to a 30-day free return policy, where the seller covers return shipping, that led to a 15% increase in sales.
15%. So free returns have triple the impact.
Looks like it. That free return offer seems to be a really significant factor in overcoming buyer hesitation, even with used parts.
Despite the potential cost or hassle for the seller. Interesting.
Yeah, it seems that reducing the buyer's perceived risk is just that powerful. Although the sources do touch on overall sales efficiency.
Meaning?
Even if listing is cheap, making the actual sale can still be costly if your processes aren't tight, often because of inventory accuracy issues again.
It always comes back to knowing what you actually have, doesn't it? And they had an example of that cost.
They did, sort of a back of the envelope calculation. If a worker spends time on, say, 50 phone calls a day,
yeah,
and maybe it takes 7 of those calls on average to actually make one sale, perhaps because people are calling to double check stock or condition,
then the cost of just that phone support per sale adds up quickly.
Right. They estimated it around 40 PLN for that one sales support cost. It just shows how back-end inefficiencies, often linked to bad data, can really bite into your profits.
Okay, so let's recap this whole deep dive then. Looking at all these sources you provided, it really seems to boil down to some core things for boosting online used parts sales. First impressions are huge. Great photos, clean parts. Then building trust. Donor vehicle info is surprisingly effective. Tackling risk head-on with guarantees, especially for pricier stuff.
Yep, then getting found. Huh? Nailing descriptions, keywords, categories, and feeding those platform algorithms with fresh listings.
Right. And finally, closing the loop. smart shipping options, and realizing that free returns, despite the potential hassle, seem to be a major sales driver.
Exactly. And these aren't just, you know, gut feelings. The sources you shared show actual data, measurable impacts for these strategies.
It's all about giving that online buyer the confidence they need, reducing their perceived risk when they can't see the part firsthand.
Absolutely. Which kind of leads to a final thought, doesn't it? Based on everything we've just discussed from your sources.
Go on.
Well, given how consistently the data shows these payoffs for things like photos, cleaning, detailed info, free returns, maybe the biggest opportunity isn't always about hunting down that super rare niche part. Maybe. Maybe it's more about the discipline of applying these fundamentals, the photos, the cleaning, the guarantees, the returns policy, consistently, diligently, to every single part you list, even though it takes effort. Is the consistent execution, nailing the basics every time, actually the ultimate shortcut to growth? Something to think about.